Absolutely, completely. I'm very impressed that they've cut so far. I never thought they had it in them to cut so far. But clearly rates at 4.5%, as I've said before, in an economy going down the Swanee as quickly as this one is, was totally inappropriate. We really need rates at 2%. They've got them down to 3%. Great move.
How much of a shock was yesterday's decision?
In retrospect, I'm kicking myself. I think perhaps I should have seen it, because I did know there'd been discussion sort of within the bank about where the appropriate level of rates rather than how much they needed to be cut by. So when they went 150 basis points, I suddenly thought maybe I should have seen that coming. So it was totally unexpected. The trade unions had called for 150 basis points, but I don't think they had any idea that they were going to be rewarded with a cut like that. So completely unexpected. Biggest cut since 1981, lowest level since 1954. We're in new territory now.
What does it tell us about the state of the economy?
It tells us that the economy is in very, very bad shape. We had numbers again yesterday. Halifax house prices are down 15% year on year. That's more in 1 year than they'd fallen in the whole of the last housing slump. Don't forget, bad numbers. New car sales down 23%. New construction orders down 20%. The economy is in a horrible state. We've been saying this for months and months, and often people just wouldn't listen to us, but the economy's in a horrible state. The Bank of England's done its analysis for its quarterly inflation report that we get next Wednesday. It's obviously run the numbers through its models and thought, crikey, we better cut rates.
And could rates be cut further?
Oh, absolutely. I think we're only halfway to where we're going. I think 2, 1.5, 1%. This is the sort of area we're going to by the spring, by the early summer.
Gordon Brown has repeatedly urged the banks to pass Bank of England rate cuts on to consumers. Will they do that this time?
That's a very interesting question. Clearly, consumers who are or mortgage holders who are on floating rate debt, generally they will get that passed on to them. The fuss has all been about new borrowers who are not getting tracker rates passed on to them and so on and so forth. Now, I'm not sure how big a problem that is, because there aren't any new borrowers, because no one's buying a house. Why would you? They're falling 2.2% a month, as the Halifax told us yesterday. For me, consumers will be all right. Those who've got a mortgage with a tracker, they're going to get substantial reductions in monthly payments. That'll help boost confidence. It'll help boost spending in the shops, probably. Will it get lending going to small businesses, medium-sized businesses? That, for me, is the problem in this economy. That's what the Treasury is worried about. That's what the bank's worried about. Businesses cannot get access to credit. We're in trouble here. The bank has belatedly recognised that.
And the bank cut will help Britain pull its way out of the recession.
Well, it should do, yes. I mean, I think rates will have to go down somewhat further, as I've said, but it's a powerful weapon, interest rates. I mean, I know some of the MPC have said, oh, well, perhaps the power of the weapon's been blunted by banks not passing it on everywhere. That's true. But if that is true, then you must make bigger cuts to hope that some of it gets through, and that's what they've done.
Is there any downside to the interest rate cut?
There is if you're a saver. Certainly, you'll be cross at seeing your savings rate being cut, and there are an awful lot of savers, particularly amongst Guardian readers, I have to say. There is, interestingly, a lot of people said if you cut rates too far, you'll undermine the pound and it'll fall. My argument is the pound has been falling sharply because the bank has not cut rates, and everyone and international investors have thought, oh heavens, the UK looks in real trouble, I'm going to sell the pound. In fact, the pound went up quite strongly against the dollar and the euro. FTSE recovered a lot of its losses because markets thought, great, the Bank of England's on the team, they're doing the business, they're trying to shore up this rapidly weakening economy. So for me, there's only upside at the moment, unless you're a saver, of course.